Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on the 23rd day of July. Wow. You know, I don't know what's going to happen today, throughout the day, but there's usually something rather interesting that comes on days with great symmetry. We are the 23rd day of the 23rd year in the millennium 2000. So, that is two mentions of 23 in the year 2000. In the millennium 2000. I think maybe we may have some wonderful revelations today. So, let's just get started. And I would like to thank everyone who's attending because your love, your spirit of caring has a profound effect and beautiful gift to everyone. We would like to hear from you, and we always have new attendees. I'd love to meet you. And it really doesn't, you don't have to talk. I just want to say that. You don't have to, because God knows you're here. Yeshua knows you're here. And all of your participation can be in silence for yourself. The way you come into the call is that you *6 yourself. You press *6 and then follow the prompt to press 1, which sets you up in the queue. We only have one person in the queue right now. And Nancy, I noticed that most of our people have a red mute signal in their ID box. I'm just wondering if we should not have muted all. We are in
Q&A.
Yeah, we are in Q&A mode. Okay, but we'll say, just everybody, if you want to come on board, please, *6, and then 1, and you'll show up on our board. And we're so glad to have Nancy here. Thank you for coming, Nancy. You make a huge gift of your life to this congregation.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm happy to be here, everyone. I'm so glad to see so many of us here together today. It's another hot one here, but nice to be inside with y'all. So I'm holding hands in a big circle in an air-conditioned room, so thank you. Are you, Glenda? How's your air conditioning?
I finally have air conditioning, which is terrific. I can't tell you how terrific it is. For a week, we were down. And I actually do want to send apologies to anyone who may be waiting for a shipment, because, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but we got a lot more noise coming in.
Yeah, I see some people with their microphones. Let me go ahead and mute those, Glenda.
Okay. I think the company has made some adjustments that it hasn't told everybody about yet. So, I'll get instructions during the week. They tend to make their changes and then let you know. Anyway, we were without air conditioning in a heat wave where it was between 86 and 87 degrees day and night in home and office. So it was virtually uninhabitable. I could not have help come into this house. And so we are bringing in extra help tomorrow to get everything out. And so if you place an order and you're waiting, just know that it wasn't because we didn't pay attention. It's because we really, really actually couldn't do it. So we will get caught up. We will get your orders. And we look forward to it. And thank you so much for your patience and your prayers. Finally, on Friday, we got the AC fixed, finally. So we had one cool day on Saturday. And Mama G could just, all I could do was rest. I was totally worn out from the heat. Now, Nancy, you're on, and bring us some really happy words and open our queue up to our loving people.
Absolutely. Well, I'm feeling a lot of love for our Creator's creation because it's just amazing. And even in this dryness, it's just, you know, we're seeing all these butterflies and the birds are still here. And the deer come around and I'm like, where are they getting their water? But they're in the yard. And I got to tell you, just tuning into nature has been, I think of Sarah when she takes her walks in the woods with us sometimes. And it really touches me because, you know, I just get to be blessed sitting on this back porch in a rocking chair and enjoying 20 deer that come up. And so just want to remind everybody that, you know, there's so much to see and to appreciate and to tune into to bring your heart into alignment with, you know, God's beautiful creation and kind of gives you peace with what's always going on around us and a good centering place if you can't figure something out, you know?
It is. It is. And one of the greatest ways to continue magnifying the blessings that you do have is gratitude. And No matter how bad it gets, there's something we can be grateful for. If only to be alive. If only to still be here. To be loved enough. To be a chosen one to carry on.
I love that. It's amazing the power of perspective, right? And just an attitude shift. And that's so incredible just about when Jeshua talks about, you know, compression and multi, you know, layers of awareness that can coexist, and one of them is just, yeah, you can have something going on, but then you can still be in joy and positivity. And it's amazing how that can happen at the same time.
Yeah.
I just love this concept of compression. Gary and I have been chewing and reading and studying God in reality, and I'll read two paragraphs, and he's like, I really got to go through that again and really get it. And, because it's just, it's something you want to apply. And when you do, it's amazing. So anyway, so thank you for everybody. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to add to, compression is just layering. That's all. It's layering, and just think, I give you an image that you'll love, of a beautiful layer cake, where every layer is a slightly different flavor, and there's a little bit of different filling between each layer. Think about how rich the cake is. Instead of being just a two-layer vanilla cake, you've got a six-layer, I don't even know what to call it, but extraordinary cake. And it's awesome to have all of these flavors at the same time. So that's a positive way of looking at compression. And that's all it is. It's putting things together in layers that are synchronistic, lovely, beautiful, and work. You know?
Yeah.
And it is quite amazing how we can be in the worst of times and still feel joy. A good example of it is you go to the memorial service or a funeral of a dear one who's passed, and they lived a good life and they were in the completion state of living. Okay, so you go. And of course you're going to miss them. Of course you will be sad. But you're also joyful. You know, they're going to a better place. They're out of pain. And their fear of dying is over because they're already on the other side, which is beautiful. And you're the only one that's going to miss them. you know. And they probably won't miss you. They'll feel sorry for you that you're still here. And so you can think about layers and layers of emotion. Layers and layers of emotion. And that happens frequently in life. Look at all of you who've been parents. You've definitely got this experience. When somebody was a bad boy or a bad girl and they had to be disciplined, but at the same time, you just left the honey out of them. You know? It's there. It's all there.
Or you're giggling because of something funny they did, but they're supposed to be correct.
Exactly. That's compression, my friend. Don't be scared of it. You know, we've come to associate it only with a mechanistic formula like compression in an automobile or a motor. Or building up lots of compression generates power. Well, the fact is, in anything in life, building up compression generates power. What if, let's just say this, what if you had to discipline your child, but the only thing that came out was anger? You wouldn't accomplish anything, because that child would decide, Mom hates me. Where are you going to go with that? Not very far.
Yeah.
You'll be the one apologizing instead of the child. But having that compression allows you to conduct discipline in a way that gets the point across without destroying your relationship. Okay?
Yeah.
That's compression, my friend. Yeshua, in everything he did, he loved the poor, but not their condition. He loved the sinner, but not their condition. When he was dying on the cross beside the thief, he loved the man and just ignored the fact that he was being punished because he said, no, you're going to come with me. You know, that's compression, my friend. I'm trying to make it really easier for you. And then I'll take it to the big plan. The big plan that will be discovered in the next century, probably not this century, but science is heading in that direction. Because already, with the new devices and cameras that are scanning the outer reaches of what we call the universe, it's finding a lot of interesting things, yes. But those interesting things are probably not places we'll ever travel to, because they're just too doggone far away to reach. Even if we had a safe vehicle to reach them, we'd all be dead before we got there. We're just not going to reach in that direction, which then reflects back upon the question I asked Yeshua. Are there others out there traveling to see us? And he said, well, they're too far away. and I thought, oh, okay. Well, then what accounts for these stories of aliens that we see reported? And he said, well, much will be revealed later on that. Okay, hold that in your mind. Well, what's being discovered? And one of the earliest to explore this was a scientist by the name of Linda Randall. She was discovering the multi-layers of universes. That what we call a universe is just one layer of a really big tank, and there are other layers on top and below. And more than likely, what we're having when we have visitation is a bleed through from another layer. And what we're going to very definitely discover is how the layers are linked together and how to reach through layers. Because Yeshua describes, he describes two things in the book of Revelations. And I'm not going to go into a Revelations lecture, so don't don't get scared. Don't pull back. We're not going there. I don't like doing that in this call. But I think you might be really interested in him. There are two places where he says, the ground beneath you will be softened so that those who need to seek redemption can come up and be released into this world. That suggests a layer to me, friends. And then I will appear in the sky. But are we talking about the sky we call the sky of the sun, moon, and stars? Or are we talking about a layer that is right above us that we'll bleed through? That the angels and the saints will descend among us, including Yeshua. I have a personal reflection on that. I wondered, when I was painting his portrait, whether he came to me or he pulled me up to him. In which case, he would have pulled me up into another layer. Okay. And the reason I ask this is because I had no attention on the world when I was painting him. The paint would dry. We're talking about oil paint with cobalt media. That's the thickest medium there is. And it usually takes 2 to 3 days to dry. The reason I used it is because it's the best for conservation. Those Renaissance paintings that are still like new were painted with that kind of medium. And that should not have been dried in 3 hours, but it was dry within 3 hours. Everything I asked for was supplied immediately. And I heard no knocks on the door. I heard no noises from the world. And then when my workday was over, it's like I would start hearing cars on the street, and my husband buzzing around in the house and saying things like, are you ready? Are you finished? You know, and I began to wonder, did he really come to me or did he take me to him? And I know that people who have near-death experiences actually go to a higher level. They're not having that right here. That's not just an illusionary adjustment of their brain. They're going somewhere. They're adjusting the layers they're on. And in moments where I was with him and have been with him, I go to a place where all the pains in my body are gone. And all the worries in my mind are gone. And I wonder, what just happened? Where did I go? It looks all normal. It looks all like my world. But it doesn't feel like my world. So I'm going to just throw that out, that it's very possible that we're not going to travel in rocket ships that Elon Musk is creating to take us to another planet, where it's very possible we're going to transcend to another layer of universal dimension. I think we are existing in layers. And some of the troubled people that we're seeing in the world were actually prophecies in the book of Revelation to come up in hopes that they could find redemption, that they could find God again, and not be condemned forever to that world. So it may be that everything going on is really a good thing to be going on. It's just, you need to be aware. You need to have a more prayerful life. Your faith needs to be stronger, and your trust in God needs to be stronger. And that's why we come together on Sunday. You know, we're here to be in God's world. We're here to be in that little bit higher space. And I had that experience once in this world, but in a space that went up like an elevator. And I spoke about it in the book. It was one of the churches in just south of Santa Fe, It's in Rancho Sticks House. And I forgot the name of the church. It's in the book. But it's one of the older. I think it was created in the 15th century. I mean, that's old. And the walls are 6 feet thick. So when you walk into it, it's like the silence of the cave. Nothing from the world gets in. And no one even wants to speak. No one wants to destroy the violence. I sat down, and I felt like I went to that place I was with Yeshua in. I really felt that I went there, and I was, for a moment, my place with myself in this world was transformed. So someone knew what they were creating when they created that church. If you're ever in that part of the country, I would highly recommend. I to me, that would be as important as visiting the Louvre. It was a memorial of human awareness about what it feels like to be residing with God in this world. And I hope we can do more of that with each other in this space we have on a Sunday. It's a very important thing to be doing now because there are many people in the world hurting, and I pray for them. I don't judge them. I pray for them because nobody wants to hurt. Nobody wants to be confused. Nobody, actually, I have to go so far as to say, nobody wants to be angry. They just don't know what to do with these emotions that are bubbling up inside themselves. They don't know where to go. They're confused. They don't know if anybody cares about them or will ever help them. And they kind of go crazy on their feet. And I pray for them because I think they've got a big challenge ahead, and that is to discover who they are and to discover the love inside and to discover that before they hurt anybody. And those of us who know the love and have the love, I pray that you will let it shine brightly, 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 like sunshine on the horizon. So that was my message for today. And I
what a wonderful what a great message. Wow, so much packed in there. Thank you.
That was relevant too, wasn't it?
High compression, really high degree. Well, we have some callers. I'm going to open Caroline. Can you hear us?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
You can hear me okay? I
don't know whether you got my message, Glenda. I left a message on your mobile about my dear friend Tina Leah, who is the founder of Hawaii Unite. She has single-handedly started this challenge against these horrendous lab-created mosquitoes that they've already started releasing on Maui. And she has had the guts to go through tons of documents, and she's got some pretty dark stuff that she's found in some of the stuff that she got through Freedom of Information filings, that it's really a Trojan horse, and these Frankenstein mosquitoes will start with the Wolbachia bacteria ones, but they also have plans to have the CRISPR GMO ones here in the Hawaiian Islands. And also, you know, she's finding out some pretty dark stuff about what went on in your state, Glenda, Texas, and in Florida, where they did release these mosquitoes. And surprise, surprise, now they did that a couple years back. And surprise, surprise, now we're seeing for the first time in two decades human malaria happening, which is a mosquito-borne disease. So she went to court on Friday, and I asked some blessings for that over the phone with you, Glenda, and it's still in play. They're going to be continuing that on the 15th of August, and my one big request for a blessing is for Tina and for her efforts to bear fruit and for this to be something that is stopped, or at the very least that they are willing to do the safety checks, the environmental impact statements that they have avoided doing, even though that is a requirement. So this is something that actually affects the whole of the country, because they have plans to have this all over the place. and Hawaii is just a petri dish right now for this program. So anyway, that's it. Blessings, please, for Tina, for Hawaii Unite, for this Frankenstein mosquito project to be stopped.
Thank you for the update, Caroline. And as always, we are holding her and others who do vigilant work in the world in our hearts, and we pray that the will of God be done in all things. This is God's creation. Remember that. And there have been many, many attempts at maneuvers through the ages.
Right.
And
right.
It never worked. The
yeah.
only thing that works
yeah.
is God's will. So let's
yeah.
let it rest on that, okay?
Thank you.
Perfect.
So that's it.
Thank you,
May the will of God prevail on this.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Carolyn, let's see. Now, Glenda, we have... Hi, Stormy.
Hello. I got my phone back, so I can be on the call. I left it in my brother's car. But I've got two blessings. This one's especially for you, Glenda. Yesterday, here in East Texas, it was 89 degrees for a high. Today, it is only 92 degrees for a high.
Wow.
I'm in between Longview and Fort Worth, Emory. But also, I've really been letting people experience my healing that I bring with me everywhere I go. I went into an emergency clinic a couple of days ago because I dropped something on my leg and put a big old bruise on it and just thought I needed it looked at. And the nurse who saw me was just so glad to see and hear me talk about the healings that I talk about and let me share a little bit of my energy with a fingertip. I pointed at her fingertip. She was very interested in it. I'm at the eye clinic the week before getting eye injections before I have some surgery to have my retina attached. Got all these busted blood vessels in my eyes, and I'm having 4 injections in my eyes. But I'm there at the eye clinic, and we've got 8 people in a row where the doctor just comes in, and I talk about my healing, and of course the doctor comes in, and I says, well, here comes the sticker, because he's sticking an eye, a needle in your eye. And it just sort of, you know, and he says, yeah, I'm the sticker today. So just my humor and my stories of healing and the lamb and the lion, the things that I talk about everywhere I go, even though I'm going through healing for myself, I'm still bringing healing for everybody by relaxing them. And they're just so appreciative to say, what a blessing to know you. And, you know, I continue to work in that area of compassion for myself and others, relieving the tension, because the lady next to me had already had 18 injections. This is only my second one, and I'm only going through 4 in each eye. And she was still nervous about it, so just... You know, the things that we do, that level of peace and humor that I bring, it's delightful to be able to do that in the world.
Yes, it is. And you've always done that, Stormy. So, you know, we can all learn from what Stormy said, because each one of you is a blessing to at least one other person and possibly many other people. Just for being present. Because you are a candle in the darkness. Yeshua said that. You are. But you can't keep the basket over your head. You've got to let it shine. The only difference between some of you and Stormy is he took the basket off a long time ago. And he let it shine.
I don't know if I ever had a basket.
Well, maybe you did. Maybe you did. Anyway. That's the deal with Stormy is Stormy shines, and all of you can shine. And Stormy, thank you for being a good example. And God bless you. We'll will send you blessings to be even stronger than you are. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Stormy. I love it when you share your truth and just use your voice. It's a beautiful thing because God is there in truth, right? Always. So we have, let's see, it's not Caroline. Who do we have next? We have Susan. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Hi, everybody. I want to thank, I guess I'll start with Stormy because I don't do well at the doctors, but I always hear when I go and I'm waiting in the waiting room, I hear the voice saying, talk to somebody next to you. It will release your own fears. If you want to release your fears, start talking to people next to you. And I do.
Right.
And, you know, yeah.
That's good.
Because I'm no different than all of them sitting there, just wrapped up in myself. And then, you know, that light comes in. Start talking. Reach out.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, just instead of getting angry at myself for my initial reaction, which I don't anymore, there's much more compassion, I just know, start talking, you know, connect with somebody, look at somebody, make a connection, and that'll help you get mm-hmm. out, never mind anyone else around you. So, you know, it's very much what he was talking about, and I smile when he was speaking. But also about compression. When you were talking about compression, my son and daughter-in-law are going through, you know, a real difficult time, and my son has done some things I'm not thrilled about and said something. And the bottom line is, he's my son, and I love him. And some parts of me want to run from, you know, hearing some stuff. I want to run, and I said, I just can't. I kind of have to be there and, you know, listen and just be there. And because regardless of what, I love both of them. And I see both of them doing some things, I roll my eyes, you know. But, you know, but there's great love. And it just comes back to thy will be done, you know, with, you know, whatever God would have me do, non-physically, whatever, you know, let me just do it. And so, but it's about compassion. It's not happy with certain things, but loving the person regardless. And not being judgmental and criticizing and so forth.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And the good thing about depression is all the different layers of flavor, there's always something you'll like.
Definitely. I love, as you were saying it, I'm thinking rainbow cake.
Yeah.
Because you say, well, different flavors. You know, the rainbow cake. So,
yeah, and I make myself so hungry, I want to go to the bakery and buy one.
That's right. But also my brother has a friend who was going through a hard time, and, you know, he, my brother saw him, and he's a very spiritual man from the way my brother described him, and he was going through operations where he died twice, but he came back. And then not long later, his son died. So I want to put prayers around this man. His name is Carlos, and his son was Carlos Jr. So I want to put prayers around him and for his son who crossed over. So, but otherwise, you know, that's all. I want to bless. It's wonderful to hear Nancy and you and Elizabeth and Stormy and everybody. Bless you all.
Thank you so much for your great love and your faith. And you're really, really good about making every day a little better.
Yeah, thanks.
Amen.
Thank you.
We love you too, Ben. Gosh. Thank you.
My God, not more than I love you. Back at you, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll take it.
That's right.
Adding it to the overlay, the transcend overlay, perfect compression. We'll take it in.
That's
okay.
Right.
We have so many wonderful callers. Thank you, Susan. Let's see who's next. We have Kelly. I don't think I've heard. Has this Kelly? Can you hear us? Is this Kelly?
Oh, can you hear me?
Kelly,
can you hear me?
We got you. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I think I had it on mute or something. I just want to pray for the child sex trafficking and that people realize that it is real. It's a huge problem, and especially pray for the people that are making fun of it. I don't know how anybody could make fun of it, but that movie is out. There was people making things around certain conspiracy, quote, conspiracy theories, and things like that. I just want to pray for people that are doing that, and also that it comes more to let people realize it is, it's real, it's a big deal. And praying for the children, and all the children, especially the ones that are getting trafficked. And also, just any children that are being abused anywhere, and the animals too, and that they find some kind of way out and that doesn't affect them for the rest of their life. Like, they can somehow get healed from that. And the people that are doing it, I have to pray for them too. And also, for a certain person, I don't know if she wants a prayer, but her name is Cheryl, and she just sends me, I haven't heard from her in a long time, but she sent me this text message about all my positive messages, and she seems to get angry when I try to send her positive things. She gets upset saying, oh, you're sending all this positive love and light out, but here's me over here struggling, and I don't know, I think she thinks that I'm really in a good place and that I'm able to help everybody, or I don't know what it is that makes her angry about the love and light, but she got upset about my post, and I'm just going to keep on scrolling by. I don't know how to help her, because if I say I'm praying for her or I'm sending her love and light or whatever, it seems to make her more angry, and I don't know how to help her, but I feel like I want to send some kind of help to her if it's possible, and also for me to let go of it, because I tend to hold on to it. I pray about it, like, help me let go of it, but it goes in my mind over and over again, you know? Like, it's hard to let go of. How do I let go of things like that when people are angry and upset about when you put love and light messages out? Because I tend to go out and do that in the world, too. I'll put, like, little messages on rocks. And some people will spray paint over it, especially if it says divine love. They seem to don't like that divine love message for some reason. I don't know if it just, they're in such darkness that they don't want to see the light. I don't know what it is, but I just pray for that those people and for myself to be able to let go of the attacks that I get when I'm trying to be positive. Because nobody wants you to post things that are negative. There's so much negative in the world. I want to post something that makes me feel good so that other people can feel good too, you know? But I also want to just be able to let go of the attacks that I get when I do it. And pray for those people that are not able to take that in. And the child sex trafficking is a huge thing, too.
Well, thank you.
It's on my mind a lot.
Oh,
well, I
can.
God bless you.
Thank you for all that you do.
I relate to everything you're saying, my dear. Everything. Because, it's going on in the world every day, everywhere. And the thing is, we vote for the future with our attitude. And people are turning fundamental attitudes into a political statement. And that actually almost closes the paper bag, so that no oxygen can get in. But keep on doing it. Keep on doing it, because this is why I will not allow any politics at all in this hour that we have together. We can't have any. It does. Well, that's what politics means, polarized. It means opposite. And I won't allow any into this hour that we're together,
because God is about unity.
Yeah, we're all one. First and foremost, God is about unity.
And second, God is about love. Unity comes first, love, and then respect. Okay?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that all three of these are drifting out of the world? Well,
yeah.
I think, yeah, they are. And I think it's partly because there is a very strong and positive drive toward atheism today, toward taking God out of everything. And
yeah,
you take God out of everything, people are going to find out they wind up with nothing. So
it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
like how? I just want to say that some people are being negative. How's that working for you?
I don't want to start a fight. He was like, "Are you going to be offended if I read my Bible?" I said, "No, please read it. Like, read it out loud if you want to." I said, "We need more of that. Like, it's sad that people would think you'd be offended. Like, I don't know. I mean, we all have different beliefs
you,
and stuff, but it's
you
like,
live your life." You hold to your faith, and you live your life, shining your light, and take your attention off of the distractions.
I'm trying.
Yeah, just take your attention off. I once had a teacher about, he was very strong on getting the positive attitude out to the world. And he just said, okay, here's how you do it. You're on a fire truck going to put out a fire, and the dogs are chasing the fire truck barking. So all of these distractors are just barking dogs. Does the fire truck stop for the dogs? No. Do the dogs hurt the fire truck? No. Does the fire truck outdistance the dogs? Yes. And the fire truck gets to the fire and puts it out. And the dogs stay away from the fire because they're chickens. People who bark are basically chickens because they have an attitude about something and they can't do anything about it. So they want to stop you from doing something that they can't do. So it's just don't pay attention to it. This is something all of the apostles had to learn. Oh man, did they have to learn it. And,
yeah.
I guess just keep praying about it to help me let it go whenever it gets attacked around me and it's in my head and I can't get the thought out of there. If I could add something, Kelly,
I would just add, you know, Yeshua said, you know, if you don't give the gift of love, you've wasted the gift. So I'm sure you're giving the gift of love. Just don't have an expectation of how it's going to be received or where it goes. Just have that faith, that trust that it's going to go where it needs to go. And Glenda said something once to me about a situation with a friend, and it really was like salve to my soul. It was, she basically just said, find your peace in it and withdraw. And I'll tell you, it works like a miracle. It just, I found my peace and withdrew, and things really shifted. So I just wanted to offer that.
Okay, thank you.
I love that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I love that I said that. Actually, I learned from the master.
Yeah, it's a good one. Well, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, Glenda, we have our precious Sarah. You're here today.
Aloha, Nancy and Glenda and beloved community. And I am walking just like you pictured, Nancy. I just want to cut it. My bare feet, just this entire call.
Yay.
Like the beloved teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, had talked about walking our prayers into the earth and that we can walk with love and every step our teacher's walking with us. And so I feel like I'm just part of this blessing for me each week, and I just offer that to our community. God bless our precious, precious earth. Admire one another along this path. And I want to ask her a special blessing.
Sarah, we can't hear you. It sounds like you're muffled or something's going on with the connection. Are you there? Maybe a different spot? Can you hear us?
And so just God bless his beautiful heart of service. And so now he's left not only with such deep grief, but also just, I think it's going to take him some time to find his way and what his purpose is now, because that was just sort of his entire purpose. So I ask for Yeshua to bless Scott and show him the way, and for all of our brothers and sisters that are in that kind of an experience where they need help with the next step. And then I just wanted to ask, actually, what is your offer of that? In particular, for the whole community, and in particular for Stormy, I just feel just such gratitude for your light out there, Stormy, and for just this humble, beautiful way that you serve. I can just picture you there in East Texas, and I just want to offer such gratitude for humble, beautiful service that you bring and the light that you bring and shine so freely. And I would like to ask if you feel inspired to please send me some beautiful healing energy, Sarah, right here to Massachusetts. And just blessings for all the evolution, for my next steps and for us all.
We are your family, Sarah, and I remember you in my prayers every day.
Thank you.
Yes, my honor.
Thank you so much, Sarah. You really bring us together here at the end of our call. We don't have any more callers now, Glenda, but if there's anything else, Sarah, that you wanted to offer or share, or if anyone else needs to call in, we have a little bit of time. If there's anybody who wants to share a blessing or ask for a blessing or just offer some gratitude for something, we're here.
Well, we are at a good time to start our blessings, but it's nice to see, I think, we have a caller.
We do. Let me open her line.
Hi, Eva.
Hi. Hello there. I want to be thankful for the blessings, because my pain is lessening, although there's still problems with it, but it's getting better than it had been for a while, and I'm thankful for that. And I would be thankful for more blessings so that I can really become whole and do things that I used to do, which I'm not still able to do. But my muscles are getting a little stronger, and hopefully they will continue to get stronger, and I will be able to be more what I call useful.
you're always useful, dear.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it when I'm having trouble standing up and doing things, you know. Yeah, you know about it, right?
I sure do. Well, I am so happy that you have something, that you've gotten some relief. You know, this is the thing. If blessings come in sequence, they come according to our readiness to receive. And just because we're impatient doesn't mean that God reads your impatience as you're ready. He uses our impatience to teach us things we need to learn. And I know, it's kind of frustrating. I've been there too.
Yeah, I would like it to move faster, and of course that. Yeah, that's the patience, which
I know,
which I need more of.
Be grateful. That's key. Actually, gratitude opens your ability to receive more. It is. It's actually a little trick you can use. The more grateful you are for everything you have, the more everyone around you will see. Oh, gee, she loved it. Let's give her more.
Yeah, I've been listening to a video about the gratitude meditation every morning, and it's talking about all the things that you need to be grateful for, and just what you said, that's the key to actually receiving more, when we can be more grateful.
Yay.
Yeah. Things like even be grateful for your bed, be grateful for your, every little thing in your life. And that's a good thing, because lots of times we take these things for granted. And I need to not do that, but just really believe in it and be more grateful.
So, yeah, like air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a great air conditioning person unless it's really, really hot. And my daughter, when she comes down into my apartment, she always, oh, it's so hot down here.
Yeah. The older we get, it seems like we can handle it warmer. Yeah. Our kids always say the same thing. Well, we have some more callers. Thank you, Eva. We're going to move on if you're good. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Eva. We have Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Kiora from New Zealand. I don't often make these calls because I do land on my Monday here, but I feel so home. Every time I get on these calls, thank you, everyone. Glenda and all of you, I mean, home to me and my place where I can settle and, just feel good. No matter what's happening. First, I know there's other people that are waiting, but I want to say a prayer of gratitude that recently we went through some difficult times with my son and mental health and in the hospital, et cetera, and we've made that through with God's grace and stabilized. So I just put out continued prayers for that healing to continue and the right resources and help and for him to be able to receive that. And saying that, it's a real prayer out there in the world. Mental health everywhere is in crisis, and I just feel like there's this cloud of, energy, and especially our young people who seem to really be affected and disconnected and, oh golly, where do you start? So if God could reach his hand in there and pull us through this, that would be most beneficial. And for me, I'm also at a point of just maybe going back to an old job I did. An offer's come through, which would mean I'd be leaving the job I've done for the last 6 months. And just looking for God. Guidance and clarity. Neither really feel like a true calling for me. I'm always looking for trying to figure out where that space might be that I can really, as you guys are putting shine, and I know you can shine anywhere, but I'm still kind of just feeling that I haven't really found that particular position. So either way that I end up going, that I do make the right decision and always prayers for this earth. I came in late to the call, so I don't know what was said in the beginning, but one of the things I find so difficult, and I know where at one point, Glenda, you were saying about just having faith, but I just feel so just devastated all the time by, I'll start to cry, looking at animals and this planet. I love this planet so much, and just seeing the animals that we're losing and the destruction, it's just how I can have faith through all that and remain just giving the blessings as you would. So thank you all. Love you so much.
Oh, we love you too so much. And we missed you. Wish you were over on this side of the planet. But then
yeah.
You're doing a lot of good on the other side of the planet. And so we're glad for it both ways. And that's a nice thing to have somebody that everything they do you like. And we just love you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I did want to say something about faith, though. You brought up a very interesting point that I think everyone needs to be reminded of frequently. And that is faith is not about something else. It's really not. Faith is what you hold inside yourself that connects you with God. That's what faith is. It's God's business to take care of the animals. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't be good stewards of nature or be intelligent and kindly disposed toward all the needs of nature to keep it balanced and to keep our natural world as healthy as possible while we expand around it. Yeah, we should. But that comes under the category of devotion and dedication. What drives that devotion and dedication is the faith you hold inside. But that faith you hold inside is your connection with the divine, with God. Faith is about you and God. And when you are in that state of faith, God is in you. And that's why Yeshua would say, after every miraculous healing, it is your faith that made you whole. Well, let's think about it for a minute. What did they have faith in? You know, the little girl that was terminally ill, her father came to rush Yeshua in to heal her, and Yeshua asked her if she had faith. Well, what was she going to have faith in? He wasn't asking, do you have faith in me? Not at all. It wasn't about him. Do you have faith in your father? No. Did you have faith? That's a state of being inside yourself that you have in connection with God. Faith brings God into your life. Okay? When God is in your life, everything goes better. All the things you care about go better. All the things you want to do something about attract the resources necessary to do it. And you might say, well, why don't we all then learn easier to have faith? Well, that's because we're not content with ourselves. You got to get that love back inside yourself. It's about being the love that you are. You get that back inside yourself, and then it's easy to call God in. Because that's what he creates. He created you to be love. When you're love, he's there. And all you have to do is just focus on it, acknowledge him a little bit, strengthen it a little bit. And that's the faith that works miracles. That's the faith that allows you to be dedicated to get the things done that are important, that you see are important to be done. And so I just kind of want to build on that because, yeah, because I saw that you were.
No, that's good.
Yeah, your faith out. And that's not where it's supposed to be. Now we can, out of the three important virtues that were described, faith, hope, and charity. Well, obviously charity is directed outwardly. Okay? And hope is, both. It's something you cultivate in yourself, but you also direct it outwardly through your dedication, your belief, your devotion, and so forth. So hope is like what you have for your son. That's hope, okay? Charity is what you're giving in terms of confidence and support to his doctors or the hospitals or treatments. Faith is what you have inside yourself that makes you strong, that puts you in the right place with God
so that you're in the right place with everything else. I hope that helped.
Yeah, thank you. It did, and I'm going to take that and definitely ponder on that. And I appreciate that. Thank you. That was helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda. Blessings to you. And Linda, we have one final caller. And
okay.
I don't know who it is, but it's area code 701.
It's me, Maura.
Maura!
Hello.
Oh, my dear. We have been missing you.
Well, I missed one call last week, and the week before, I was so exhausted that I fell asleep. But I was present with you regardless of whether I fell asleep or not. But anyway, this is a new number. I'm going to keep this brief, and I'll say more another time. I actually called him right away this time, but it didn't go through. And anyway, I had to get, I'm getting new phones and new hookups and so on. Still in that process. But I want to thank all of you for your prayers, because I'm now moved and my family has been very helpful to me, and I think that this is going to be the right place to be for now. And so I thank God, I thank you, I thank this morning I was thinking again, Brenda, how much these blessings and this spiritual work has meant to me. So I thank you for that too. We'll talk.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome, and you've been with us. Oh, you've been with us through the long journey. It wouldn't have been the same without you, Maura.
Thanks. You either. So, yeah, it's been a marvelous journey, and I would not want to have to go through some of these challenges without having learned all I've learned from you and from knowing now, which I did not know before, that God walks with us at all times. He lives with us. And that is so comforting. It is so comforting. So, I thank you, all of you.
We love
and
you, Maura.
I'm going to call you Eva, too. She calls me now and then, and I've lost her phone number. But anyway, I think of all of you so often and pray for you.
Well, thank you so much, Maura.
You're so welcome.
Maura. I'm holding Gary's hand, but I'm really holding yours. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, wow. I'm so glad, Nancy, you called for more people to come in. We wouldn't have caught this little fish in a net if we hadn't done that.
Right?
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, bye-bye. It's good to make someone you love laugh.
Yes, it is. It's one of my favorite things. Oh, and another thing, my sister, who is a year younger than I am, and who also has faced many challenges these last couple of years, is moving in here just a few doors away from me, so we'll be together again, and that is
really good. That is so good.
Yes, wonderful.
That is a gift of the divine.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she is so funny. Every time I talk to her, I laugh, and that is a gift, too. Okay, well, thank you all. I'll let you go.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And God is with you and will always bless you. All right. Well, Nancy, I think we did a good exercise.
We did. We are full and rich and blessed, and I'm looking forward to receiving.
Absolutely. And we are ready to. So I'm going to get us into that little mode where we can have silence in the background. Okay. Let's see. I think we had a few more people wanting to call in. So don't forget about it and call in next week, okay? So we do need to move on with our blessing. The first thing we want to do is to wiggle around a little bit. If you're in bed, even if you're in a wheelchair, but if you can stand and jump, so much the better. But it doesn't matter as long as you move. Just move and stretch. What we want to do is to get all the, we lock up in the joints of our body. And that's not just for us old crickets who can't jump anymore. That's for everybody. You can be 6 years old and sit in the same position, and your joints would lock up until you started moving around. So it's just the way the human body is built. It's for comfort. It gets in a groove. And do you want to move your arms? First, move your neck. Tilt your head forward and then backwards. Move it to the right and to the left. You know, we're not in a Jane Fonda workout. we're just moving. Just a little bit, because we want everything to be fluid in our body. Because what we're going to do is be conveying the energy of the Holy Spirit. And if you think spirit is just some diaphanous, empty space, well, you got that one wrong. You want to read about what it's like when the Holy Spirit comes. Read in the Book of Acts in the New Testament about the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. There were flames on the shoulders of the apostles, light around their heads. They were filled with so much spirit. They completely recovered from their grief of having lost Yeshua. They were so excited. They went out to the courtyard and began speaking in all kinds of languages to people that had arrived for Pentecost and never spoke those languages before. I mean, we're talking about giants. We're talking about energy that can literally transform your body, heal your body, move you into new dimensions of awareness and being. We're talking serious energy. It's a very high frequency energy. You're not going to get shocked like if you put your finger in an electrical outlet. It's not that level of energy. It's a finer quality of energy even than nuclear energy. It's a very high form of energy. What I would imagine is pure adamantine particles propelled by love. That would be the best way I would describe it. But it does flow. It flows like energy, and you don't want to block it. Okay? And I think this is one of the reasons it takes a while for some people to actually receive all the blessings that are being given
because they're not letting it flow. So I want you to stretch, bend over, and extend your leg and make a wheel with it if you can. Twist your torso, because that opens your spine. Just twist it a little bit, as much as you can. And you can do that even in a chair. Just turn to the right, turn to the left. The key is you're going to swing your shoulders to the left and to the right, and that'll twist your spine. Okay? And now we're going to bring a big breath of life in. Just take a deep breath that expands your rib cage, extends your diaphragm, and you're going to hold this big volume of air inside your body. Just hold it for a couple of seconds. Take deep, 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 deep. Hold, hold, hold. Okay, now let it out. And let it completely out so that your shoulders drop, your head drops, your tummy is just collapsing in on itself. You're going to empty it completely. And now you're going to inhale deeply again. Bring it in full volume, much as you possibly can. That's it. That's it. Now, let it out. And again, just collapse in on yourself. Great. Now we're going to do our four square breath. This is really an important learning for you, because most of your breath in life is a gentle breath. Now, it'd be good if it's as deep as you can make it without it becoming an effort through your day. You know, and that's one of the good things about good posture. It helps you to have deeper breath. And a little bit of movement around will allow you to have deeper breath. But nevertheless, we're talking about a natural breath. Just a normal, natural breath. But I want you to be mindful about it, because in this mindfulness is the rhythm of life. And that rhythm of life will also be part of what brings your blessings to you, not just now, but through the next week, and days to come, and days after that will continue to come. And what the reason we call it four square is because we're going to see it like a box. And each direction of our breath, we're going to count to four. But you're going to do your own counting, because, personally, I don't like someone else to count for me, my breath. We have different rates, each one of us. Some of us take a deep, long breath. Some of us, it's pretty shallow and quick. And that's okay for this exercise. It's okay. Just do what's natural for you. But you're going to count to four. And that's so you'll think about it, and so that you will measure it with understanding. So what we're going to do is we're going to exhale to the count of four. This is your gift of life into the world. Now you're going to pause to the count of four so that your gift can be received. You don't just hurry to take another in-breath. You count to four, right? Now we're going to count to four as we bring in a new breath for our own life. And we're going to do a count to four there, giving our body time to receive that new breath. And now that we've drilled you through it, let's do it again. We're going to give to the count of four. We're going to pause to the count of four. We're going to inhale to the count of four. And we're going to allow and pause for our own receiving to the count of four.
Now continue doing that as I offer my invitation and prayer to Yeshua. O Lord, Son of God, Brother of humanity, the one we love and know as all we could be if we could only be perfect as God created us. You become the light in our life. You become our guidance and our light on the hill that draws us to you and teaches us as we go how to deal with our challenges, how to proceed with faith, with hope, with charity, as we move toward our ultimate destination, which is to be in reunion with our Father and to be all that He created, as you being our brother. We feel inadequate so often because we see things that need to be done, help that needs to be done, changes that need to happen. We pray that you will settle our soul, that in faith we may give ourselves unto God to do His will as we move through the world, giving of ourselves, that we may leave it a better place than we found it. We ask on behalf of those who don't know to ask or don't know how, who are just drowning in their suffering and complaints and negativity, not knowing there is a way out. We pray for them. We pray that help will come to show them the light and lead them forward. Most of all, we pray for the children. We pray for the children who've been abused and captured and hurt. These are the treasures of God's creation. We ask that they be found and removed from harm. We ask that they be fed and taught and loved, that all the pain they have known will fade away, be forgotten and forgiven as they become the bright new stars in the world. They are our future. We know it. We cherish them. And we thank you for any way you can give us to help our children. We ask that you feed the hungry. We ask that you help the sick, to lead them above their pain and give them the hope that in their faith with God, all will be made well. We ask for every member on this call and for our congregation that couldn't be here. Many times we're busy. Many times we're distracted. We know that those who have joined in this community have given their lives to receive the love you offer every week and forever. And we thank you for that. We are open to receive. We ask to receive. And we will cherish whatever you give us. Use it to the best that we can. We ask for this with all our hearts and for all the people who deserve. In your precious name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit that we may bring forth that power through our being that gives power also to the love of Christ within us and our union with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest and receive even more. I want you to lie down in bed or on the sofa side. On the ground is fine, but lie down. Your eyes closed and your thoughts completely shut off. This is the time for God to talk, God to write the message, not for you. Your brain cannot possibly comprehend what is being offered to you and being imprinted in your body right now. Just be quiet and rest. You fall asleep, it's fine. Okay. Goodbye for now. Be blessed. Be in peace. And I look forward to being with you again next week.